Hey everyone, what you're about to listen to is a preview of a bonus episode that is available on our Patreon. If you like this clip, you can grab the whole episode, as well as years of other bonus content, at www.patreon.com/lionsledbydonkeys.
You know, like,
the only thing we get is the introduction of Germany's Gundam.
Yes. Yes.
Piloted by a guy named Schwartz Brauer.
Bruder. No, Jojo, save it until...
I'm not
going to
say
episode.
Anything. I'm just making a comment about his name. Now, I don't speak German. I am studying Dutch. But I did, I know enough of it to know that his name literally just means black brother. I don't know if that's leading to anything. But I do know it's weird.
Oh, Japan.
I have a feeling something's going to happen. Because he's wearing what is effectively a German flag version of a gimp suit.
Yeah.
But the mask part of the flag is backwards. They don't match, and it drives me insane.
Also, I was really annoyed because it's like, because he shows up and like he set Rain stumbles upon like the chamber where essentially Devil Gundam's being reconstituted through absorbing the other mobile suits. I don't really understand it, but
I think he's absorbing like the DG cells, I assume. That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never really fully explained. Also, the Devil Gundam looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, a Jack in the Box clown when it pops out. Because mm-hmm. it's got that big long, like weird accordion looking ass torso. I guess that's its mm-hmm. torso. And it leads back to a giant glowing ball sack.
Yeah, Devil Gundam's got a BBL.
He's got a fat ass ball sack.
Damn, son. You bring your big ball sack everywhere with you. And like, yeah, the other mobile suits are like helping reconstitute Devil Gundam, and Master Asia, or one of the like mobile suits, is like, I'm gonna kill Rain. And then this like outline of a guy saves her, but we don't see who it is. And then they try to get outside because they're underground to warn everyone that like, oh, they weren't like trying to destroy Shinjuku, they were like trying to protect Devil Gundam,
right.
While it like evolves or powers up or whatever. But like, also I'm kind of confused because like Kyoji is like just sitting on the outside of it. Is he asleep? Is he also doing some sort of like energy transfer? Is he doing like wireless chi standard charging, like wireless charging?
I think we might be in Spirit Bomb territory.
But
they can't, maybe it's copyrighted. I don't know. Maybe the ghost of Akira Toriyama will phase through and rip their heart out.
Maybe Kyoji's got the MagSafe butt plug on.
And you might be, so the most important thing to remember here, this masked man appears, mm-hmm. and that is Schwartz Brauer. So in the dub, they call it Shadow Gundam. And originally it was called Gundam Spiegel, I guess because they couldn't give credit to Spike where it's belonged. But
no, this came out before Cowboy Bebop.
I reject your reality and substitute my own. Now, he's a ninja. We have a German ninja. He uses like very, he's dressed like a ninja, but it's a German flag.
His Gundam, yes, mein bitter. Please do not mind my
ninjutsu.
Please do not mind my shinobu skills.
So, and his Gundam is a ninja with a World War I era German helmet, but the way, because it has to be cut out for like a Gundam face, mm-hmm. it looks more like Darth Vader. It's kind of a mist. So you're probably wondering, why is Germany's Gundam fighter, Black Brother, why is he a ninja? And I actually have the explanation from the creator.
Okay, hit me.
And it's probably exactly what you think it is. So in the interview, he says, I suppose people would say, since when does Germany have ninjas? And I would say, that doesn't matter. I fucking love this guy. This wasn't like it was meant to be someone else, and then they, in post, made him German. That was his plan. Just make the German guy a ninja. He calls it German Nimpow.
But my favorite, it's not favorite, my annoying complaint about his character design is I thought he was wearing a balaclava. He's not. He's wearing like a sock on his head because it has this like little like ponytail thing hanging off the back.
He's a German guy with a man bun, so it just sticks out the top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is the German version of the Somerset Gimp.
Yeah, exactly. He's wearing a gimp suit.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the German guy would be the one to wear the full gimp suit.
That does make the most amount of sense possible. He took time out of his busy schedule of going to the weirdest, most hardcore sex clubs Neo Germany has to offer to become like Domon's Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they weren't cowards, that he would have been piloting piss Gundam, powered purely by piss.
Piss jug Gundam. Master Ager's like, please, just don't come near me. I'll tell you, Eddie, like, you're very sticky. I can't handle this.
Don't talk to me until I've had my morning cup of piss. Here, let me brew you up a fresh cup of piss.
I got one brewing right now. I do have someone that describes him as German flag luchador Gundam because of it. I don't see him as I don't see his mask as being luchador esque. It's very much a ninja.
I once had a friend who drank a pint of piss for a bit.
You said almost.
No, sorry. He drank an entire pint of piss for like a bet.
Why?
I don't know.
How much was the bet for?
I think it was like €20.
That is not nearly enough.
And it was like, you know what? Like, I think if it was like clear piss, you could probably like convince yourself it wasn't piss. But like, this was like brown, almost brown, dehydrated piss.
Did he need to go to dialysis or something? Why was it brown?
Oh, it wasn't his. Like, actually, like, I suppose, like, in Dune, like, the Fremen are like recycling all their fluids. So, like, why can't we do that?
I mean, personally, I recycle all of my fluids.
Yeah.
It's not weird if it's your own.
Yeah, all of them. You can tell these episodes are really light in content because we're fucking going wild. You can also tell we haven't recorded together in like 3 weeks.
Hey, you listen to Lions Led by Donkeys for the history. That's as serious as we get. You listen to Lions Led by Robots to hear us die internally. And also to hear about Tom's friend drinking piss. This is why I'm not going to be hired by the History Channel. So can you tell us more about Hitler's DNA and also about your Irish friend drinking piss? I plead the fifth.
Listen, if it wasn't for the consequences and the fallout of World War II and the creation of the GDR, we would not have gotten the Bergheim piss guy. So,
are we sure this is not the Bergheim piss guy?
Could be. Maybe he was a ninja before he was the piss guy.
Yeah, it's hard out there for a ninja. You know, there's not a very good economy for ninjas anymore. Yeah, you know, all of the hardworking unionized ninjas have been replaced with gig apps.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's had to go to Neo Japan to pick up an apprentice.
Or also like the New York Lower East Side carpet guy as well. Do you know about this?
No. God, what do I keep learning on this? Last month it was the fucking gimp guy.
Who you defended, by the way.
Someone did comment that Joe seems to know so little about fetishes that every episode just needs to horrify me.
This is payback for like everything that I have to hear on.
I know.
So yeah, it was this guy who like, he would like go to like New York City clubs on like the Lower East Side and like be rolled up in a carpet and just left on the floor. Or he'd like lie underneath the carpet and people just walk on him.
Did he squirm around like a caterpillar once he was rolled up in it?
No, he just like lie there. People walk on him.
Did the people know that they were walking on a human being?
Some people did. There's like, I can't remember. There's some comedian.
See,
I remember.
Because remember, my line with the gimp was he wasn't touching anybody.
But I can't remember what comedian it was, but they told a story about like going to a club and like walking in and like putting their foot down and hearing a noise. And then they're like, what? And they look down and just a guy's head like poking out the end of the carpet.
Okay, now's my turn to fuck with you. Have you ever heard of the weird glove salesman guy?
No.
So it's something of an online cryptid. You can go back on forums years and years and years ago. You can go on Reddit and find people sharing the story. I forget which city it's in. I don't want to dox this strange, strange man. So it was a glove salesman, sold leather gloves, and he effectively sold them at nightclubs.
Okay.
And he'd be like, you need to try it on first. Put the glove on real slow. And it's not like he would like beat off or whatever, but he was very obviously getting off on people putting on tight leather gloves, right? And this is not an isolated incident. If you look it up, like creepy glove salesman on like Reddit, or you know, it probably goes back to Something Awful days as well. You will see dozens of people having run-ins with this man. And it is creepy. People have noted, though, the gloves are nice. So
I mean, like, look, you know, if the gloves fit, you must commit.